Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to the Storage Media Group's weekly podcast. This week, I'm in studio, as I am each week, with Fran Sales and John Hilliard. They take us through the week's top headlines and the best blog posts. But before that, I check in with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. This week, he's in Las Vegas at the Semantic Show. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing very good.
Well, I am going to talk about Semantic, but I want to start with EMC. I know you're going back to Vegas in just a couple of weeks for the big EMC show, and a lot of people are going to be talking about that VMAX 40K. Tell me what it's all about.
Yeah, so EMC has, you know, they've admitted that they will be updating their VMAX, which is first came out about 3 years ago. They haven't released any details, but we have, and basically, you know, it's a bigger, faster processor, twice the capacity. And they upgraded the Ingenuity operating system, enhancements on their tiering and replication and fun things like that. And, and then we also found out that they have acquired Extreme.io, all-flash array startup out of Israel. That there has been rumors for a couple of weeks, and EMC has confirmed it, and they said that's another product they will be talking about out at EMC World, along with their Project Thunder PCI flash card. So, it's starting to look like a pretty good lineup of products they will be announcing, and there will be a lot of interest, especially around flash.
All flash all the time. We talk a lot about it a lot in this studio, and it looks like the price tag is about $430 million. That's what's being reported for the Extreme.io acquisition. So we'll keep an eye on that with you as more details come out, Dave. And I want to talk about Semantic because you're in Vegas, and you just posted a great story. What was Semantic thinking, said one user. Whoever provided the input for this update didn't help out much. What is going on? Lots of backlash about the latest update to their major product line?
Yes, they upgraded upgraded their backup exec SMB backup software. The latest version is 2012. And they really redesigned the interface for the first time in about 10 years. And they have people, I guess some of them have been using it 10 years and others have been using it a couple of years. And they looked at the new interface and didn't know what to do. They prefer the old one. They couldn't find stuff. Some people said they lost their backup jobs. So there is a lot of backlash on the Semantic message boards, the forum for their users.
I think the most positive one we saw there said, "I can see getting used to the change, but not loving it." Is Semantic making any apologies here?
Well, no, the Semantic CEO and the SVP who's in charge of the backup software, you know, I spoke to both of them, and, you know, they're saying that the changes were necessary because they needed an upgrade. The other version was more of a tape-centric product, and they made changes that reflect that people are now backing up virtual machines and using disk and backing up to the cloud, and they say that they expect that after a while, the users will get used to it. What they're saying, and it's hard to tell from the message board because none of the users who like it have checked in, but the Semantic execs are saying the new users like it because they have nothing, you know, they're not used to the old interface, and the people who are used to the old interface don't like it. So they keep comparing it to, Microsoft Office and other Microsoft products that every time Microsoft changes, people complain and they hate it, and then after a while they like it. So, it'll be a matter of time and see if the users come around, or I imagine if the backlash continues that Semantic's going to have to do some backtracking, give people an option of using the old interface, or, you know, put some of the features that they took out back in.
Okay, change is hard, as we all know. We'll keep an eye on that. Dave, we look forward to talking with you next week, and we'll catch up with you at EMC World in Vegas, too.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to pass it off to Fran Sales, who's going to take us around this week's top headlines.
Thanks, Alan and Dave. Now we're going to cover the latest storage headlines. Moving on to the latest on searchdatabackup.com, Symantec is driving home its focus on its integrated backup appliances at Symantec Vision 2012 in Las Vegas. Symantec plans to emphasize its dedupe everywhere backup strategy and upgrade its backup appliances. And on to cloud storage news. Cloud NAS startup Panzura this week launched upgraded versions of its Quicksilver cloud storage controller appliances and its Panzura operating system in an effort to boost multi-site file sharing capabilities. With these enhancements, Panzura says that customers will be able to move data as much as 10 times faster than using its other cloud storage gateways. Check out searchcloudstorage.com for more on this story. And going on to the latest from our Search Solid State Storage site, SSD vendor Whiptail releases the second version of its all-flash array, Axela, enhancing its single chassis system and adding a scale-out SAN. Axela will replace the XLR8R flash array Whiptail released in 2009. Now let's move on to what's happening around the blogosphere. With us today is Assistant Editor John Hilliard. He'll round up what's buzzing in the blogs elsewhere on the web. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Why should you hate the cloud, and will businesses be forced to pony up cash for cybersecurity? That's what we got lined up for this week's blog wrap-up. Chris Dotson, IBM, has a problem with cloud, particularly if cloud is being referred to as magic. On his Thoughts on Cloud blog, this is an IBM blog that was reposted by Wired Magazine's website, Dotson politely rages on his unrelenting hatred of anything referred to as cloud other than masses of condensed water in the sky. I'm exaggerating, of course, but he's really talking about how cloud as a marketing term is a little bit misleading. On his blog post, he writes that there is no real single cloud to store data. That cloud is really something that's other than is not a device, it's really a service model, and that, yes, he does take issue with the possibility that cloud can magically improve your applications. He's not down on the entire concept, though, and I really recommend you check out his blog for his full take, as well as a rather good Don Quixote illustration included in the post. It's fairly random, but I liked it. The other blog we have lined up this week is NPR, which is not known for its high-tech coverage, has really been on top of this ongoing issue this week about cybersecurity. They had a series of stories, including on how federal officials have been, quote, scaring the bejesus out of CEOs of IT industry leaders with real-world threats to cybersecurity. This is where they basically take them into a dark room that has no windows and show them how it really is. And they've been talking about how many threats there are worldwide to all types of infrastructure, like water, power, other public utilities that are really in private hands. And so the government's in this interesting situation where they got to protect it, but the stuff they got to protect is privately owned. And so the question is, you know, are the feds going to be able to how are the feds going to pay for this? One possibility is a piece of legislation now being debated by the Congress for the feds to charge a private industry for protecting the cybersecurity assets. This is a really interesting story. It quotes a couple of reports by EMC and Bloomberg Government that indicate that corporate leadership really between these two reports, that corporate leadership really hasn't been doing enough to protect those assets, and they needed to start devoting resources, and by resources that really means cash, to deal with this issue. Definitely worth checking out NPR this week, especially when they describe how hackers had the capability to brick any computer they wanted. And that makes me want to switch back to a paper and pencil.
That's lots of good stuff there, John. For more on the latest on storage, check out our site, searchstorage.com.